KUAF is supported by 121 Digital Marketing, a full-service digital agency helping local businesses with their online presence. Services include reputation and social media management, mobile and desktop website design and management, press releases, search engine marketing, and optimization. 121digitalmarketing.com for more information.
KUAF is also supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. Arcomprinting.com or 444-7711.
A panel of mental health and community assistance providers from Northwest Arkansas will discuss the intersection of the mental health and the criminal justice system and its implications for future mental health advocacy programs. The discussion is part of the fifth annual One Book, One Community project, which is focusing on mental health issues. The event will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, October 22nd, that's tonight, in St. Paul's Fellowship Hall in Fayetteville. The event is free and open to the public.
Congratulations to Chrissy Hallwalk, a teacher at Cooper Elementary School in Bentonville. She's been named the 2013 Arkansas History Teacher of the Year. The award is co-sponsored by the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History and History, which used to be known as the History Channel on cable, and the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation on behalf of its Preserve America program. She's been teaching at Cooper Elementary since 2007, started working for the Bentonville Public School District in 2004, 22 years of experience with a master's degree from Harding University. She'll receive a $1,000 honorarium and will be in the running to be named the 2013 National History Teacher of the Year this fall. Cooper Elementary School Library, by the way, will receive a core archive of history books.
The Fayetteville Visitors Bureau will host the 12th annual Trick or Treat on the Square Thursday, October 31st from 3 to 5 p.m. on the downtown Fayetteville Square. Trick or Treat on the Square will feature carnival games, face painting, and candy for all participating children. Dog Party USA will be hosting a pet costume contest. Terra Studios will host a troll photo booth. Following Trick or Treat on the Square, the inaugural Halloween Monster Dash will take place at 6 p.m. The race will be a Halloween-themed 5K and fun run involving a costume contest, candy treats along the course, kids' fun zone with bouncy houses and inflatables, and an interactive carnival. Each participant will be given a Halloween Monster Dash candy bag, and there will be several candy stations along the course to gather candy. The streets on the Fayetteville Square will be blocked to oncoming traffic for the safety of those attending the event.
I love that there's a 5K where when you stop, you get candy.
Yeah.
It kind of balances.
It seems like motivation.
Yeah.
This might be one I could run.
And it's also, you know, balancing out the calories you get with the candy.
Sure.
Eat some candy corn, then go
another
kilometer.
I don't know that I would eat it while I was running.
No.
That doesn't seem like a good idea for me.
No, I don't think it's a good idea to eat candy while you run. And Michael Nick Nichols, National Geographic Editor-at-Large for Photography, will speak and show photographs from his recent work Tuesday night, November 12th at 7 in Hillside Auditorium at the University of Arkansas. The presentation is free of charge. No tickets are required. He recently published the book Earth to Sky, Among Africa's Elephants, A Species in Crisis. The book will be available for sale at the lecture, and he'll sign copies after he speaks.